If you run a franchise, today we're breaking down the lessons you need to steal from Woolworths. You walk into Woolworths for milk and then leave with a chicken, basil and a candle. That's not an accident. That's engineered behaviour, and it's exactly what every franchise is trying to do. Build loyalty, create consistency and turn one visit into a weekly habit. Most franchises just run ads. Woolworths treats marketing as an operating system with 10 million loyalty members. I've studied their playbook inside and out, and in this episode, I'm breaking down five strategies you can steal from Woolworths and apply to your franchise tomorrow without their billion-dollar budget. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Woolworths is not a supermarket. It's a system. Most franchises think marketing is a campaign, and Woolworths treats marketing like an operating system. They serve around 25.7 million customers per week on average, which means they are watching patterns at a scale most brands can only daydream about. They also have about 10.4 million active everyday rewards members, which is basically a small country of shoppers who are telling Woolworths what they buy, when they buy, and what they're tempted by. So the first lesson for franchises is this: stop thinking marketing department. Start thinking marketing infrastructure. Your brand wins when every location is running the same playbook and customers feel the same promise delivered every single time. Now let's talk about the silent salesperson layout. Supermarkets, they're designed to increase the basket size with psychology, not vibes. You probably noticed fresh produce up front. That's not just wholesome branding. It's a behavioral warm-up. And choice putting fresh produce at the entrance can prime shoppers to feel like they've actually made a healthy choice, which can lead to more treat buying later. Did you know that? ABC has also covered how supermarkets use layout tactics and placement to encourage extra spending. So what can franchises learn? Design your customer flow on purpose. What do they see first? What do they touch first? What do they smell first? Put confidence builders early, the items and experiences that make people think, yes, this place is good. Use end caps, feature zones like headlines. Don't waste your prime real estate on random stuff. This space is your billboard inside the store. If you're a fitness franchise, for example, your fresh produce might be the friendly welcome, the spotless change rooms, or a clear start here pathway for newbies. If you're a quick service restaurant, it might be your hero combo, your speed promise, or your most photogenic product sitting exactly where eyes land. Now, Woolworths understands this that many franchises ignore. Customers do not make decisions in spreadsheets. They make decisions in their feelings. Then they justify them later, don't we all? So Woolworths leans into this: value perception, not just price. Ease, familiarity, reward and progress. Even their value moves are packaged as trust rebuilding. For example, their results presentation highlights initiatives like lower shelf price on 500 plus popular everyday items. You don't just need a good offer, you need the customer to feel smart for choosing you. Now let's talk about loyalty that actually changes behaviour. Because loyalty programs are everywhere, but Woolworths uses loyalty like a steering wheel. They do points, yes, but they also do personalised value and reasons to return. Their scale shows up in behaviour change campaigns like Bank for Christmas, where around 750,000 members redeemed almost $90 million of everyday rewards. Can you believe it? It's not points, that's habit formation. Now, your job is to turn loyalty into a ritual. Weekly member perks, member-only bundles, double points Tuesdays equivalent for your industry. Reward the frequency, not just the spend. You want that repeat behaviour. And make progress visible. People love feeling like they're getting somewhere. And please, for the love of brand consistency, make sure every location explains loyalty program the same way. Nothing kills trust like one store saying, "We don't do that here." Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Now let's talk about some targeted email and knowing what customers buy, because here's where Woolworths becomes scary in a productive way. They connect data to action. With millions of members, they can tailor offers based on what people actually buy and what they are likely to buy next. Woolworths Group talks about offering more personalised value and experiences by leveraging everyday rewards insights. Your emails should not feel like a megaphone. They should feel like a helpful tap on the shoulder. And here's some examples. If someone buys a starter product, email the next step product 7 days later. If someone has not visited in 30 days, send a "we've saved your usual purchase" nudge. If someone buys seasonally, get ahead of their calendar. Email is not dead. Boring email is dead. So now let's talk about convenience as a marketing strategy. Because Woolworths doesn't just market convenience, they operationalise it. Their results show direct to boot now in 513 stores. They also report that more than 40% of delivery orders were fulfilled within 2 hours. And they note pickup mix reaching 42.4% in the last quarter. Translation of all these numbers? Convenience is a product, not a slogan. So if your customer journey is friction, your marketing is basically paying to send people into a maze. Ask yourself these questions. How many steps to buy from you? How many steps to book? How many steps to get help? How many steps to come back? Every single step is a chance to lose them. Now let's talk about brand platforms that stick. Woolworths has invested in long-running brand platforms. The Fresh Food People has been a major brand anchor for decades, and Woolworths even framed it as more of a campaign. They've tied it into how they retail fresh food. They've also refreshed that platform for modern customers in more recent creative work. They've also had major brand work like "That's Why I Pick Woolies" referenced in industry coverage of Woolworths marketing leadership. A brand platform is not a tagline. It's a consistent idea that makes every campaign easier to create, easier to recognise, and harder to forget. So if your franchise changes its main message every 6 weeks, customers don't think you're dynamic, they think you're confused. Now your challenge, make it yours in your industry. Here's the important part. You're not Woolworths. You don't need Woolworths budget, but you need Woolworths discipline. Your franchise version of Woolworths might look like a standardised in-store experience that removes uncertainty, a loyalty program that rewards frequency and referrals, email and SMS that feels personal, not panicked, local area marketing that is structured, not random, operational convenience that your marketing can truthfully brag about. Now, Woolworths wins because their marketing is built into the business, not bolted on top of it. So what can franchises learn from Woolworths? They treat their marketing like a system. They design behaviour through layout and buyer psychology. They use loyalty to create habits, not just points. They personalise value based on what customers actually do. They make convenience a product, and they commit to consistent brand platforms that build trust over time. If you want help turning these ideas into a franchise-ready playbook, one that keeps HQ consistent and makes local execution easier, I'm right here and I'm ready to help. We're on a mission to help as many franchises as possible be successful this year, because the goal isn't to become worse. The goal is to become the Woolworths of your category. I look forward to meeting you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.